So what do you really know about Jesus? What do you really know about Jesus? I mean, if we took this question down the pews, moving from front to back, I'm sure we'd come up with a wide assortment of biblical references, facts, opinions, and stories of personal encounter. Truth is, you don't need to be a well-seasoned follower of Jesus to know lots about him. I mean, as our children's story revealed, just look around, right? Just look around, and you will see all sorts of signs that give testimony to Christ. And it's not just our building. I mean, consider our choruses and our hymns. What did we sing today? I desire Jesus, precious Lamb who ransomed me. Upon the cross he took my sin, and by his blood has set me free. But how well do you really know Jesus? I mean, would you say that you know lots about him? Or would you say that you know him? You've encountered him. It's, I think, an important distinction. I mean, I've been watching The Crown on Netflix. It's a drama that chronicles the life of Elizabeth II, and the show's teaching me a lot about her journey and about all the other royals. And yet, I wouldn't say that because of that show, I've actually gotten to know her. So how well do you know Jesus? In today's Bible lesson, a lot of people are saying a lot of different things about him. He is called in succession, Lamb of God, Rabbi, Messiah, him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, son of Joseph from Nazareth, son of God, and the King of Israel. It all begins with the testimony of John the Baptist, which creates curiosity in two of John's followers. These followers meet Jesus. Jesus invites them to join him, and soon they are telling others about him. And that series of testimony and encounter continues. The disciples move from hearing others talk about Jesus to encountering Jesus themselves. And with his invitation, they begin a process of deepening their own understanding of who he really is, really getting to know him. So how about you? I mean, I'm just curious how many sermons collectively have been listened to in this group, right? Tens of thousands, I'm sure. After all these years of sitting through countless sermons, do you think you're getting to know Jesus any better? Is your knowledge of him simply based on what others have said about him? Or have you also met him and started to learn from him? I mean, to some of you, what I'm saying right now sounds a little crazy, right? But if Jesus is not dead, but has risen, as we boldly claim, if Jesus is not dead, but has risen, and is present to us in word and sacrament, we should expect that our understanding of him would be more than the accumulation of facts or stories or bad sermon illustrations. We should all expect to have something of a personal, intimate relationship with him. We should expect to know him. If we don't, or if that relationship has, well, sort of declined or faded, then you'll be intrigued by the words Jesus speaks to us today. The very first statement from Jesus in the Gospel of John, the opening statement of Jesus, is a question. What do you want? What do you want? What are you after? What are you looking for? The second statement, phrase number two from Jesus in the Gospel, is an invitation. Come and see. come and you will see. Come along and see for yourself. These words are probably not quite what we would expect from Jesus. I mean, at least given most of our experience in the church, when we think about discipleship, we tend to think that we need to make up our minds, that we need to firm up our commitment before we really start to follow Christ. I mean, get all the facts together, right? But if you look at the text, the actual text, you'll notice that those confessions about Jesus all follow an encounter with him, or in the case of John, a revelation about him. You might also recognize that the depth of those confessions can only be understood by those who continue to travel with him. I mean, those disciples talking about Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, King of Israel, they're making these lofty claims that, as readers, we sort of understand they don't fully comprehend, right? They're going to need to journey with Jesus to start to begin to understand the half of it. Philip will need to grow in his relationship to know that this one about whom he declares that Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote about is the Word who was with God in the beginning. Come and see. Jesus invites those first disciples, and he invites us to encounter him and follow him. He wants us to get to know him better. He wants us to start understanding the significance of the symbols that we decorate our sanctuary with, the songs that we sing, and the creeds that we confess. He wants us to know what is said about him because we know it ourselves, because we know him ourselves. He wants us to know that he's more than a famous teacher or even a prophet or wonder worker. He wants all his disciples to discover, and if you're looking at the text, he's not just speaking to Nathanael. He wants all his disciples to discover that it isn't in the Jewish temple or at Bethel or in beautiful sunsets or in deep meditation that we fully encounter God, but that the point where heaven and earth touch, where angels ascend and descend, is in fact him. Heaven and earth come together in Christ. Well, could it be that in 2018 we will begin to know Jesus or begin to deepen that relationship with him? I mean, that's the invitation, right? Come and see. But the invitation invites a response. It calls us not to sort of settle back into the pews, but to lean forward, to be alert and expectant, to listen for Jesus' word to us. The invitation asks us to take note of those places where he is present and beckoning us to follow him. You might note an invitation to join the ladies' Bible study. If you're a man, you've got a problem. We can work something out for you. You might note an invitation to join the ladies' Bible study. You might sense a summons to return to personal devotions and prayer. You might see him waving at you, inviting you to serve somewhere in the broader community. You might recognize the same invitation here. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of my sermon that my knowledge of the Queen is secondhand. Well, of course, Steve, we know you're no royal. Well, this is kind of funny, but this sort of changed over the holidays. I mean, for what I believe is the first time, I listened to the Queen's Christmas message. Came up in my Facebook feed, so I clicked on it. And as I listened to her words, I got a sense of her spirit and her deep convictions. I honestly felt somehow, like, aside from all those dramas and everything I've read, somehow there, in the midst of that, I got to know her a little better, something I had never, ever expected. Maybe you've been coming to church now for decades and never really expected to meet God or encounter Jesus. Well, maybe, just maybe, 2018 will be a year full of surprises. May it be so. Amen.